At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we are back. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do tonight. I haven't done this in a long time. I'm going to open up the call-in lines early. That's right. Phone lines are going to be opened early at 888-677-9673. If you have a question or a comment, it's open phone Friday. So give me a call, 888-677-9673. Socialist AOC, AOC, she claims that women athletes will be subjected to genital examinations if biological men are prohibited from playing in women's sports. Look, folks, AOC, where's your head? Where's your head? I'll bet that wouldn't be your attitude if you were an athlete. No. If you had to compete, AOC, against the men, you would probably have a whole different attitude, huh? And so here, and this is just absolute stupidity, folks. It is absolute stupidity. And not just that. It's obvious, you can tell. At least I've always been able to tell men from women, folks. I don't know. Folks, if you have an opinion on this, what would you say to AOC? I'm going to tell you. These little communists. Hell has opened her mouth wide. Hell has opened her mouth wide, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You're not a good woman. You are a very nasty woman. All right. Liz Cheney throws her hat in with the Dems. Listen, they realize what you are, Liz. They know that you're a traitor. Liz, they know that if you would betray your own party, you would betray them too. See, there's an old saying, once a cheater, always a cheater. And Liz, that's what you are. You're a cheater. White House press offers disobeyed officers disobeyed ethics orders. Ha! The White House with ethics. That's an amazing thing. The story was originally published by World News Daily Center. The mouthpiece for Joe Obama Biden, White House Karine Jean-Pierre and Andrew Bates were told that they were not allowed to slam Republicans as MAGA members, but then did so anyway, according to a news report. The Daily Mail explains, why not? Oh, Joe Obama does it all the time. The Daily Mail explains the Independent Office of Special Counsel said the two participated in actions contrary to official guidance on federal law when they used the MAGA monitor to slam Republicans. It is the Hatch Act that prohibits federal employees from promoting political ideology while being paid by taxpayers. So, that reminds me. They're talking about the Biden regime is bragging about lower unemployment numbers. The people that have been hired, most of the new employment, are federal workers. They're hiring more federal workers. They're not producing anything. They're just costing us. So, 888-677-9673. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call here. The U.S. senators urge Biden to ban travel from China amid mysterious pneumonia outbreak. The coalition of United States senators, including Rick Scott, Marco Rubio, Tommy Tuberville. Hey, way to go, Tommy Tuberville. You've been standing strong against the nominating some of those. Okay, let's go to Steve. Steve, you're in the air.
Hello, Pastor.
Oh, my gosh, it is. It's C.S. Lewis. Not C.S. Lewis. Okay. Anyhow, we missed you again Sunday.
I know. I had some stuff going on. I'm babysitting. I'm sitting my dad. He was not feeling too good, so. But anyway.
You got to take care of Daddy's in his 90s, huh?
Yeah, he's 91, and he's still doing pretty good. He still drives. He still does the, you know, the computer, and he operates a really complicated big-screen television, but I wish he wouldn't do that. But anyway, Pastor, have you seen the comments by Kash Patel?
I heard some of what he said, but go ahead and tell me.
All righty. Kash Patel, who was one of President Trump's main men in his administration, he said that Trump is going to go after the media because they've been complicit in treason.
Boy, you're not kidding. And, they have been.
And this is driving the media crazy. Joe, the one congressman, the one that killed one of the women in his, he's got his own television show with, what's her name? But anyway, he went nuts. He literally went nuts. And I believe that Trump is going to really crack down on the deep state. And the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans are literally going into conniptions because they are so worried that they are in Trump's sight and that, Pastor, I believe the U.S. military right now is in control. I really do. And, you know, people can say what they want about Q, but Q predicted all of this was going to happen. And it's happening. Now, you can't tell me that God doesn't have a sense of humor. Did you see all those airplanes that got frozen over there in Germany?
No, I missed that. What happened?
Well, what happened was that people were flying into Dubai and they didn't want to spend the night over there because they didn't have their, you know, their prostitutes and their drugs and their alcohol. So they decided, well, we'll spend the night over in Germany. So they flew into Germany and a huge snowstorm hit and an ice storm, and it froze all the airplanes on the tarmac.
Is this the climate controlled nuts?
Yeah.
That's
now,
you're right.
I found that quite amazing because, Pastor, this isn't the first time this has happened.
I know. I've seen it. When they've had their meetings with the global warming, and then they've got 3 feet of snow, and they couldn't go. They were trapped. Yeah. God does have a sense of humor.
Yeah. Now, Trump made mention of John Kerry. I believe John Kerry is a traitor. I believe that he is insane. And you know, Pastor, these people that are like these anti-oil people that are sitting in the streets and the John Kerrys of the world and the Joe Bidens and all that, what did Jesus say about them? He said they worship the creation and not the creator.
Yep.
And, you know, this goes back to sun worshiping. Some people worship the moon. And these people are literally satanic. They have been given over to a reprobate mind, and they're literally worshiping the ground that we walk on. And it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing at all.
John Kerry's got about 4 or 5 SUVs, and he flies in that jet. The jet takes up, I don't know, it's probably just one trip more than the carbon footprint that we have in a lifetime. And, you know, Jesus said, woe unto you hypocrites, woe unto you hypocrites, woe unto you hypocrites. And to us,
Absolutely. Hypocrisy
is a bad thing. To these people, it's not. To them, hypocrisy is something actually to be embraced and bragged about. I've seen them do it. I've sat in their meetings, and they would brag about hypocrisy. So, all right.
Absolutely. And I don't know if you saw this or not, that John Kerry was speaking in front of the climate change people, and he was talking about, you know, banning coal and natural gas. And no sooner did he say that, but he passed gas.
Oh, brother.
And the crowd went wild. They were like, yeah. Now, so anyway, John Kerry married the wife, the widow of John Hines, who was a senator.
Yep.
And he was the heir to the Hines ketchup
fortune.
You know, money. So what happened was is John Kerry divorced his first wife and married Teresa Hines, and he got access to all of that money. John Kerry never worked a regular job in his life. And this guy was a out-and-out Marxist. He was standing in line when the Vietnam vets were coming back from Vietnam, and he was spitting on them. He was a very—he's a very evil man, and he made the comment. He says, "You know, climate change affects our health. It is a health care issue." Now, what they're doing is they're trying to gin up a fear. Now they're coming out and saying that, "Oh, we've got a new coronavirus coming." That's nonsense. It's nothing more than the common flu, and they are trying to get people really scared so that they'll take another shot.
Yeah, I've already seen a few already starting to wear masks again. All right, you can hang with, you can stay with me here. I'm going to have to move.
Well, Pastor, I got to go because my doctor says I have to get to sleep by midnight, so I'm going to try and get a little bit earlier tonight. But I'll be listening.
All righty.
God bless and keep fighting the fight, Pastor.
All righty. You do the same. Tell Dad I said hi.
All right. We'll do that.
And Merry Christmas.
Yes. No, not happy holidays, but Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. All right. Jesus is the only reason for the season.
That's
Let's
it.
Go.
Jesus is the only reason for everything.
Amen. Let's go to New York and Elizabeth. Elizabeth, you're in the air.
Hello?
Oh, hello. You're in the air.
Oh, this is me. Yeah, yeah. How you doing?
Oh, okay.
A couple of things in that I want to ask about two scriptures. One was the L-arginine, which is a major thing they say to take to fight against the effects of the shot. For these minute blood clots. One other benefit of that, it does appear to have anti-aging properties, according to Google Scholar. It helps with fine wrinkles, and it helps maintain and accentuate hair follicles, so it works against baldness, so that's L-arginine. On Pearl Harbor, I just want to make one comment, a great movie on that topic. It's From Here to Eternity, but I remember seeing that, and I did not know the Donna Reed character was Donna Reed. So, I mean, having seen It's a Wonderful Life, you know, many times, I'm surprised at that I did not pick up that was Donna Reed. My question is a couple of scriptures. One would be Ezekiel 23, verse 45 to 47. What's your thoughts on that as relating to the present time?
Ezekiel 23, you say verses
45 to 47.
I'm familiar with some of those. Let me go here. When he says, "The righteous men, they shall judge them after the manner of adulteresses, and after the manner of women that shed blood, because they are adulteresses, and blood is in their hands. For thus saith the Lord God, I will bring up a company upon them, and I will give them to be removed and spoiled. And the company shall stone them with stones and dispatch them with their swords. They shall slay their sons and their daughters and burn up their houses with fire. Thus will I cause the lewdness to cease out of the land, and all women may be taught not to do after your lewdness, and they shall recompense their lewdness upon you, and shall bear the sins of your idols, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God. Well, it pretty much just says what it means, exactly what it says there. All through Scripture, and we have this today, and Lord's willing, I'm going to be preaching on some of this. Have you noticed that discernment is the area where the enemy attacks women? And have you noticed a few things? Have you noticed something that God gives a people as a punishment for disobedience, as a punishment? He gives them children now and incompetent people. And in Isaiah chapter 3, the word children is used in two ways. One is for actually young children, or just children, and the other is for incompetent people. But he gives them and women as rulers, women as their rulers. And it says they will do evil. Have you noticed something? All three of these university presidents were women. All three of them decided to, they wanted to, they were pro-killing the Jews, pro-killing all the Jews. All of these young people out there today, the young people that are, listen, they're not just anti-Israel. They're not just anti-Jews. These are anti-Christian, too. There's growing these cultural Marxists. And they're very easily, these are the simple-minded. They've been indoctrinated. Their little minds have been played with in these universities today.
So say even though the people are supposedly smart because the university presidents of like a Harvard or whatever, they're still simple-minded.
Well, yeah, they are simple-minded because they're... Like a fellow I talked to today, he has a high IQ, and he's a professor, but he hasn't made up his mind. He still can't understand who is a creator. He doesn't know if he believes in a creator. Now, I asked him, here's a guy who is a math professor, and is math an exact science or not? Well, of course it is, okay? Then is it not impossible to have a creation? What is the mathematical odds of having a creation without a creator?
Yeah.
Well, it's impossible. Okay, and then he says, but I haven't learned. I says, all around you, all of creation is screaming out and bearing witness to a creator. Okay? But he says, well, what if it's just some spirit being? I said, God is a spirit, okay? It's an amazing thing, but this is what you're talking about. You've got these professors that are, they're fools is what they are. They're absolute fools. So
yeah, another scripture would be, I had not heard this before, but I was listening to someone talk about prophecy. It's Revelation 11, verses 1 and 2, but it talks about the idea of the Lord measuring someone as they're in church, apparently, which would, that idea of God is watching you, that type of thing. Do you see that? That's
What he's talking about here is, and there was given me a reed, like a rod, and the angel stood saying, rise and measure the temple and the altar, and then that in it. Okay. That is basically what he's talking about. Yeah, that's a spiritual evaluation John was entering into his inheritance. Will he's saying, entering upon his inheritance will first of all be assigned to judge his own people, Israel. And so there you go. That's what he was referring to when John was entering into his inheritance. So, but he says, but the court which is without in the temple, leave out and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and their holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. The Gentile nations are going to dominate the world for 42 months. And of course, you find that there in 13:5 here, and also Daniel 12:7. And that's going to be the second half of the 7-year tribulation period, what he's referring to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, another thing that impressed me was James chapter 1, verse 27, and relating it to verse 25 in that chapter. And it says, visit the suffering. And it says in verse 25, you will be blessed in the doing or rewarded. And I'm thinking, you know, visiting the suffering in verse 27, like the widows, I could be talking with someone over the phone, but that's not going to make you money, you know. So, you know, it's talking about riches in most cases in that era. You know, if you were going to do that in the time of James, that's not going to net you any extra cash to do that.
No. Again, what he's talking about here, when he's saying he's referring to pure religion, that word for religion there is only used one time in Scripture. That's a word I'm trying to remember. I remember it was only used once, but I can't quite remember the Greek word there. Mm-hmm. But here, when he said, that's actually a word that was religion, what he's using there, actually a word for worshiping, is what he's actually using that there for, pure worshiping, undefiled before God the Father, to visit the fatherless. Okay, so and you're worshiping God in a service by doing that. Boy, there's no one more fatherless than the unborn babies today, huh?
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah, they're defenseless, basically. They're not being defended.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, in this society, you know. So, you, in a sense, by trying to defend them, you're visiting them.
And then the last part, to keep himself unspotted by the world, to be as far away from the worldly things, the acceptance of the things out there in this world as you can possibly be. And like the media, and the indoctrination of all of what is happening out there today, staying totally void of the so-called woke movement out there, not accepting. You know, today I'm listening to people, especially those, and you hear them in the media, and I don't know if they don't know, they don't understand, but. Like you see on Fox News, for example, you have people there that are professing Christians, and they'll talk about their Bible study, and then they'll talk about their acceptance, okay, of LGBTQ, okay, how that they accept it, and they'll give, you know, honor to it. Which is totally, completely contrary to what God's Word, the Bible, said. The Bible says it's a vile thing, it's an unclean thing, and it's not anything you can accept. Okay.
Well, the Pope said he speaks of a big tent. Everybody's welcome under the big tent. And then I was thinking of Psalm 84, where it talks about better to be a doorman in the house of the Lord than be in the tents of the wicked. The fact that he used that term tent.
Now, when you go to Matthew 7, he talks about the wide road, where, you know, the big tent, mm-hmm. and then the narrow road. And God,
oh, that's interesting. Yeah, yeah. The wide road could equate to the Big Ten. That's interesting. Yeah.
All right. Very good.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for the insights. Yeah. Okay.
Have a blessed Christmas.
You too. All right. Talk to you. All right.
All right,
bye.
All right. The phone lines are open at 888. We're open early tonight. 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Ready to rumble. Okay. And folks, here, video platform sues activists who try to censor and demonetize conservatives, in which they're trying to do. So Rumble, a video sharing platform that stresses its commitment to free speech, filed a defamation lawsuit last week, I remember this, against the founders of an organization that seeks to defund conservatives. Yeah, they call around. Those are the same type of people that are trying to get us off the air. And by the way, after saying that, we had a very, very tough, it was a very tough pledge week this year. In fact, it was the last pledge week last month was probably the worst one we've had this year. And so out there, if you folks, if any of you are feeling a little bit generous, we could use it right now. We have, again, we have, it hasn't lessened one little bit, you know, our fight. We're out there. We're still giving it everything we have. But we got hurt, and so, and boy, the enemy would love to know that. And so if you can help a little bit more, and don't forget the newsletter. The newsletter is free. That newsletter, it's got a lot of really good information in it. So let me give you the address. The address is WRWL Ministries. It's just WRWL. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. Don't forget to ask for the newsletter. We could use some help. And let's go out to, what did you say, Michigan?
Boston,
Massachusetts. Okay. And we have Bill is out there. Hey, Bill. Bill in Boston.
Hi, Pastor Sanders. I have a question about this turning the other cheek business. They're always using to avoid confrontation. I heard years ago from another pastor that referred only to teaching the gospel, that if you overtaught and vexed somebody and he slapped you, you were to turn the other cheek under those circumstances only.
Well, he has a good point there. Remember the five W's. There's when you study scripture, there's five W's. Who is he talking to? What is he talking about? Why is he talking about? When is he talking about it? And where? Now, the reason for that is all of those have a significance and meaning. You have some things where, what is it, the old saying about, oh, I'm trying to remember again, having a senior moment, but anyhow, Jesus says go and do the same, doesn't mean that we should be doing everything that the Lord has spoken to others about. Now, when it comes to turning the other cheek, at one side, in other words, he was talking to the Jews, and he was talking to them about because they were under Roman rule, okay, and they were fighting amongst themselves also, and so the fact that they were under Roman rule was a punishment for their disobedience. It wouldn't have done them any good to fight against the Roman rule. That Roman rule was there for punishment. But he does say that vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And so we have to realize there's a difference, too, between vengeance and revenge, okay? And so, in other words, when you're talking about that turn the other cheek, you have a responsibility. Remember when Jesus said that it's time to sell your garment and buy a sword? Do you think he was telling them to buy a sword so they could turn the other cheek?
No.
So you have a, what? You have a responsibility to defend yourself and your family and your friends, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's referring to if you're offended, okay, don't respond. Don't. If we respond like the opposition, like the heathen, then we become like them, okay? But at the same time, you know, how many cheeks do you have?
Two.
So you can only turn that cheek once, huh?
That's how I feel about it.
All right, there you go. So that's basically the message he was giving you.
Well, thank you, Pastor.
Well, thank you, Bill. And listen, you have a blessed Christmas to you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
God bless. Yep. Who do we have out there next?
We are caller free.
888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call here. I don't open the phone lines early very often, so... tonight's special. Okay, we talked about this earlier. Just going to hit one little paragraph. U.S. senators urge Biden to ban travel from China amid mysterious pneumonia outbreak. In light of an unknown respiratory illness spreading throughout the People's Republic of China, we call on you immediately to restrict travel between the United States and the People's Republic of China. Okay. This is what a number of senators are saying to Joe Obama. How the Democratic Party faked an insurrection. Boy, did they. Last week, more than 40,000 hours of January 6th Capitol Police security footage was released in the public domain that once and for all blew a hole in the whole pro-Trump violent insurrection narrative so dear to the corrupt Democrats. The one question on countless Americans' minds following the release of the damning videos was, will all those men and women recently locked away as political prisoners for dozens of decades get another day in court? Indeed, January 6th may have been a lot of things to many people, but another Boston Tea Party, it most definitely was not. Well, today I just taped two segments just prior to tonight's radio program with Jake Lang, who has been in prison there in that dirty D.C. jail for over 1,200 days now. We didn't get it. They sent the segment to us on time to play tonight. We're shooting to play it on next Monday. Hopefully we can play that segment, both segments, this coming Monday. But social media was alight over the weekend showing how one benign scene after the other of the insurrectionists casually strolling through the Capitol building premises, exchanging pleasantries with one another, with on-duty police officers, even giving each other fist bumps. Here's a January 6th video they never show in the public. A protester is uncuffed by police, Capitol Police, and then first bumps another officer down a hallway from everyone. They're showing pictures. I'm looking at pictures of that here. The revelation of the true nature of the event came to light as newly appointed House Speaker Mike Johnson released the security footage, which came as a political manna from heaven from former President Donald Trump and other members of the Republican Party. Truth and transparency are critical, Johnson said in a prepared statement. This decision will provide millions of Americans and criminal defendants, public interest organizations, and the media an ability to see for themselves what happened that day rather than having to rely upon the interpretation of a small group of extremely corrupt government officials. Okay, who do we have? I'm sorry, Josh.
Brian in Texas.
We got Brian in Texas. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Pastor. I just wanted to ask you a quick question. Something that's really been bothering me the last few weeks is in the Bible, in the way I was brought up, we're supposed to abide according to the Sabbath day. And I'm seeing something that I don't know. I'm looking at it as like the world that we're living in today with all the many things that all the commandments that everybody's breaking. Where does the Lord stand on where we're at? Because remember, years ago, the stores had a blue curtain on the aisles in the grocery stores where you couldn't buy toys, you couldn't buy certain items. And now, in today's world, it's like everything's completely overlooked God. The schools overlooked God. They've taken Jesus out of everything, prayer out of schools. We're not abiding by the Sabbath. And I just wanted to ask you, where are we standing? Where does God stand on this as far as the world? How's he overlooking this? That one important command that we should abide by the Sabbath, of the many commandments that are being broken, where do you think that he stands on that as far as us, our society, not abiding by the Sabbath, by everything being 24/7 nowadays?
In Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 31, here's what he says. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers. And that day I took them by the hand and bring them out of the land of Egypt, which thy covenant they break, although I was a husband unto them, saith the Lord. Now, What I'm saying is this: when it comes to a Sabbath today, you have those that celebrate the Sabbath on. See, Sabbath since means day of rest. Your Sabbath could be whatever day, any day of the week. It could be a Monday, Tuesday. Now, the reason we celebrate the church the Sabbath on Sunday is because the first day of the week was the day that the Lord was resurrected. The first day of the week is when he met with the disciples. And the Bible says on the first day of the week, that's when you bring your tithes into the church. And so that's why we meet on the first day of the week. And it's referred to now as the Lord's Day. It's under the new covenant that we have. And so, yeah, you're supposed to keep that now as a Christian nation. We kept it on the first day, but they become heathen. I mean, we're living in 2 Timothy chapter 3, like we always said. If you read that passage, that's exactly, there's all nations that forget their God will be turned into hell, and that's what's happened to America. We're deteriorating at a rapid rate because of people of unbelief. So, does that answer?
Yes, Pastor. I want to say thank you so much. I listen to your show every night, and that's just something that's really been bothering me. Like I say, when I get out into the society, I already know that everybody's out there, and I don't want to be part of that. And I know a lot of your listeners and there is many, many Christians in this world, but it seems like there's the vast majority of our societies turned to be a member of the Antichrist. And I'll hang up, and I just want to say thank you, and God bless, and Merry Christmas to you also, sir.
The same to you. Thank you, and Merry, Merry Christmas. God bless you. All right, very good. Federal court rules Trump does not have presidential immunity from January 6th civil lawsuits. Well, you know what? I got a feeling that a lot of these black robe prostitutes out there today that is for sale, those that decide according to what they're paid, and that's, we have too much of this. It's just gone way, way too far. Our judicial system has been so corrupted. I just was absolutely amazed when the election was stolen in 20, and folks, you have to be a complete fool not to know that it was stolen. and just how the courts have deteriorated. They have so deteriorated. But anyhow, the Department of Justice, they call the DOJ, the Department of Justice, it's the farthest thing from justice you can imagine. It's a strong arm for the Democratic Communist Party. And Merrick Garland is the very most corrupt. The very most corrupt. Everything he does shows you how corrupt he does. He sat time after time after time and lied under oath before Congress. And what is he saying? I'm not going to press charges against myself. Unbelievable, folks. How bad it's gotten out there. But God is on the throne. He's in complete control. And he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. And folks, from Genesis to Revelation, God's word, the Bible, clearly states that resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. So we've got to resist that tyranny with everything we have. Okay. And I better announce one more time before the end of this program. Lord's willing, Monday, this coming Monday, December 11th, Lord's willing, I will be at 6 p.m. with Bill Wilder, from Tactical Civics. I will be speaking at the Liberty Valley Church with Pastor Jeff Turing at 9851 Old 8 Road in Northfield, Ohio. And so hopefully you'll come on out. I'd like to meet you. Come on out and meet and greet and say hi. And we're going to see if we can encourage the folks to get up and run to this battle so that someday they will hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." And so what did I do with it? I just had that article, but no. I lost one. Injected evil, cruel beyond comprehension. There's a picture of Kennedy after being told of the torturing and assassination of the charismatic Congolese Prime Minister, Patricia Lumumba, who was brutally murdered just 3 days before JFK's inauguration. Imagine what he would have felt after hearing that millions have been murdered with Pfizer and Moderna genetic vaccines. That's exactly right. You know, how many we've warned people, how many people have been murdered with these kill shots, folks? But see, the mindset that you have today is that, okay, people are killed, no problem, but as long as somebody was making a lot of profit, as long as there was money made, that's the mindset that you have today in America. And that's what we're up against. It's a death cult. Israeli and UN ambassador slams George Soros for funding Hamas-supporting NGOs with $15 million. Far left activist George Soros. There's got to be a really hot place in hell for that man. Is facing intense criticism from Israelis, UN ambassador for funding NGOs that support brutal terror organizations like Hamas with over $15 million. Says Getway, listen, he has spent billions supporting and black, you know, burn, loot, and murder, and Antifa are two terrorist organizations. As Gateway Pundit reported, George Soros' Open Society Foundation and the EU also fund NGOs with ties to the radical terrorist Muslim Brotherhood, of which Hamas is the Palestinian offshoot. The New York Post reported that George Soros has funded over $15 million to the radical group Hamas alone on October 7th. Rachel Earnfield, author of The Soros Agenda, told Benjamin Weinfeld of Fox News, support for Hamas pro-Palestinian groups in the U.S. is not limited to foreign entities. Yeah. Again, this is an amazing thing to see how our young people have been so indoctrinated, so dumbed down. And to show you how, you talk about Justice Department, how injustice you have here. Fulton County judge issues $500 fine with no jail time at all for rioters who set fire to Atlanta Wendy's during a burn, loot, and murder protest. The Fulton County judge handed down lenient sentences consisting of fines of only $500 and no jail time to rioters Chisholm Kingston and Natalie White of Fulton County for involved in burning down of an Atlanta Wendy's after an Atlanta police officer was shot. Atlanta police officer was shot and killed Rayshard Brooks in 2020. Chisholm Kingston and Natalie White, two convicted, were found guilty of conspiracy to commit arson with two counts of first-degree arson. Folks, what if it had been a pro-lifer? If it had been a pro-lifer, instead of $500 fine, they would have tried to give him 500 years in prison. I mean, that's how corrupted it is. We, the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, we, the church here in America, we, the patriotic Americans, if we are going to get any justice at all, we're going to have to provide it for ourselves. We're going to have to provide it for ourselves, folks. That's the only justice we're going to get. And leftist politicians demand, and that's right, a Catholic school in Michigan, this is where we told you, they have an extremely wicked governor, an extremely wicked attorney general there in Michigan. I mean extremely wicked. A Catholic school in Michigan is asking an appeals court for help in stopping a takeover of the institution by communist politicians who want to promote their sex ideologies. It is the St. Joseph Parish, and the lawsuit against Attorney General Dana Nessel. This is what I'm talking about. This is one of those extremely wicked women. Extremely. According to God's Word in the Bible, these women are unclean. They're unclean women. Just like we just read out of Ezekiel there, in Ezekiel 23. Those that kill people. They're wicked, okay? And other state officials that is asking the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals to protect its ability to guide its church and school community without following the political ideology demands of state officials. An issue is a new state demands that it makes it illegal for St. Joseph to hire a staff who agree to uphold its religious beliefs and bars it from maintaining a church and school environment that reflects its faith, according to the report from Beckett, a specialized agent. All righty. There you go, folks. It's coming. Again, these young people, the very same ones that right now that are screaming to end Israel, will be screaming end the church. How much time do I have, Josh? Okay, let's go to Timothy. He'll probably be the last call for tonight. Hey, Timothy.
Yes, good evening. Just real
good
quick, to end the week, I've been listening to the whole show, and before you get the invitation, especially since next Saturday we'll be coming up on the 250th anniversary of the Tea Party, and we celebrated back in September anniversaries on our founding documents that were pretty poignant. And then this coming summer will be another important anniversary on the our independence in 1776, not 1619. And I just think with today was the beginning. I mean, the 7th was the beginning of, yesterday was the beginning of Hanukkah. And with everything going on with Israel right now, that hopefully it drives the Jewish people. And we know Jesus was a Jew. And they received him not, and we know how everything played out, that the ones that are followers of Yeshua and have come to the truth and knowledge of Jesus Christ and Calvary, praise God and be all the glory to God, and that may they be sanctified like the rest of us, all the Gentiles that were grafted in, that all the other ones out there that are still in denial or they haven't come into full realization that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, may this Hanukkah season and all the days going forward on however this all plays out, and God knows the beginning from the end, or before the end, I should say, and also with this Christmas season upon us in the coming weeks, that this is our beginning, even in the days of sorrows, of a revival and another great awakening. We need an awakening prior to January 20th of 25, that over these next 300 and some odd days, that it drives people to the cross while being horizontal, that we remain ever vigilant vertically, that we're here for such a short time, and that, you know, may the Great Commission be employed every day by those in the knowledge of the truth, that we can bring as many into the fold as possible, and God be all the glory, and his enemies be scattered.
All right, very good.
And the righteous indignation is employed, implored by the Bible, as long as it does not lead to sin. So as long as we read up on that and understand it fully and understand Romans 13 fully, then we'll be able to conduct ourselves accordingly.
All right, you have a couple minutes. Do you want to give an invitation tonight?
I can, yes.
All right, how many minutes do we have, Josh?
Three.
You have 3 minutes, so go for it.
All right, in 3 minutes, I'll only use up 2.5 or so, because I want you to give the final word. But to anyone that's listening, either it's your first time or, you know, several times, or you listen every night like most of us, if you know that you're kept, then you know no one can pluck thee out of thy hand. And our job is the three charges that Pastor Ernie speaks of all the time, those that are kept and are saved. And we know we only have two choices, is to tell as many people as possible about it while we're in the middle of sanctification on a daily basis. Anyone that does not know that, does not know the truth, that has not received...
One minute, Timothy.
Christ.
Okay,
right,
go ahead.
Anybody that has not received that, they have to first admit that they're a sinner. Their sin cannot come with us. God wants all to come to the saving grace of Jesus Christ and be with us in eternity and in heaven. But your sin can't come with us, so first we have to admit that we're sinners. We have to repent. We pray to the Father through the Son and ask for forgiveness of our sin. Admit that we are, and say that we are sorry, ask for forgiveness through Christ, turn from our sin, follow Christ Jesus through the King James Bible, tell as many people that we know and come in contact with of what he's done for us and what he can do for them.
Amen. Well, we are out of time, but I want to thank you for the invitation.
And give yourself fully to Christ and to doing the work of the Lord.
Amen. Well, we always say this at this time. We always say good night. We always say God bless. And then we always say always, always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
The weather, it's a changing. It's the crisp air, the cool breeze. And if you've got old windows, you can feel it inside your home, too.
cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know. Streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime, on any screen, at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.